for the first time. Vaccines are coming.
Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci tells Fox News that getting back to normal depends on how many Americans get the vaccine.
You'll need about 70%, maybe 75% of the people in the country vaccinating to get that umbrella of herd immunity.
The FDA meets with Pfizer to review their vaccine data a week from today.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The weekly unemployment numbers are out from the Labor Department, still very high, but lower than last week.
The initial claims coming in better than expected. This is for the week of November 28th, 712,000. That was the initial number. And then if we get to continuing claims, again, a little bit better than expected, 5.52 million.
Fox Business Network, Cheryl Cassoni. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
We did get down to freezing this morning. In fact, we were down to 31, so that means 3 days in a row. But that's done with now. Tomorrow morning will be around 48, so a big change. Milder air is not a bad thing in December after we had Arctic air for a few days. With the high temperature today making it up, we'll tease 60 degrees. I think clouds will dominate most of the time. So a milder day today. We're dry during the evening hours tonight. Maybe you have evening plans. Maybe you're going to the Christmas Lights Festival out at the zoo or something like that. Risk of showers comes in the overnight hours. Not as cold again. And then tomorrow, showers are likely. Can't rule out a thunderstorm, I suppose, in South Alabama, but mainly showers and the high temperature a little milder. Mid-60s starts to sound like a heat wave after we've been in the Arctic cold this week. It'll be windy and cooler by Friday night, but the weekend is storm-free with lots of sunshine. Highs in the upper 50s daytime, 30s at night. Right now this morning, 42 degrees, and not much of a wind chill factor here at 9:02.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah. So, we were just talking about vaccines and antibodies and stuff like that. Would you be willing to get the vaccine or skeptical?
I'm not against getting a vaccine. Like, I get the flu shot for years because my mom, I'd come home and she'd be like, I got your flu shot. She was a nurse. So it's like, okay. Fine. So I'm not like, I don't think I'm the person who needs it, though. Like, right. Let's give it to other people first.
No, I understand. I'm with you there. There needs to be a priority.
Let's say if we're allowed to say what you just told me about infusion.
Oh, no, I got the antibody test yesterday and apparently I have the antibody, which is good. It's good to know. Mm-hmm. I had to sit on the couch for 2 weeks back in October.
Yeah.
So
you're COVID proof.
Well, at least we don't know if that runs out on like on December 31st.
Well, I wouldn't got frozen yesterday.
Oh, did you?
The cryo chamber saw the ever so awesome and lovely Lori.
I was there too, but you were probably there early.
Yeah, I was there very early.
Yeah, okay.
You're still on air.
Yeah,
I didn't know they did the antibody test.
They do, and I was just talking to Ryan because I was doing cryo skin, and you have 30 minutes to talk to Ryan.
Sure.
And then finally we started talking about the vaccine, and I said, "Hey, are you still doing the antibody test?" And so that's why.
What's the fancy name? Serology? Something like that?
You watch your language, son.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Rich.
Hit that dump button right over there.
Jack, how you doing?
Hey, Jack.
Fine. How y'all doing?
Hi.
Birthday boy in 9 days.
9 days.
Yeah. Mm. He's still young for 9 more days.
I'm really not, but... they're varying degrees of being an old bastard. You know what I'm saying?
You are a month and 4 days younger than me, and always will be too. Apparently.
Well, apparently I will.
So
unless one of us goes to glory.
No.
Jeez. Instant with Jack.
Jeez.
Oh, Jack Campbell, I love you.
Check
so morbid, right off the bat.
What else is on?
I don't know, but how y'all doing?
Oh, doing all right, doing all right.
Get down, Bugsy. Well, sorry.
Look,
Bugsy's trying to eat.
Meanwhile, Chase is all over Eddie over here.
Yeah. In my lap, keeping me warm.
Chase, I mean, don't cuddle too close. That's cheating, Chase.
That's good.
You're cheating hard. All right, guys, how about
all
here?
Right. See you, Rich.
See you, Rich.
Bye, Chase. Like that dog. Do. So, I'm Joey. He's Jack.
I got her.
Fine, how you are?
We got Eddie in the house.
Hi, Eddie.
How you doing, Jack?
What's going on, Beefcake?
Anybody other than us on air call you that?
I've had a couple people ask me why, especially they look at me and go, why are they calling you Beefcake?
Because it's fun.
Right. It's like you don't get the joke.
Right.
But I and my wife called me Beefcake.
Well, there you go. That's what really matters.
That was pretty good.
My mom told me the world is mine. What is it? The world's your oyster?
Yeah.
Yeah, the world is your oyster.
What the hell does that mean?
What if you don't like oysters?
I'm really not sure.
All right, then. Well, let's hit some more ads here, and we'll officially start the show. Jack watched the Trump speech yesterday, as did I. But Jack also watched the rally with Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell and others in Georgia yesterday. I did not catch that.
No, I saw it was on, but I didn't catch it.
So we'll get into all that, plus other stories going on today. News and Views from 9 till noon begins officially here in mere moments.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASC Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Montgomery cold case death of 16-year-old Jalen Saunders in January of 2019 has now been solved. Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey announced two people have been charged with murder in the case. Statewide COVID-19 hospitalizations are now over 1,800, the highest they've been since the pandemic started. State health officials say confirmed cases have now topped 213,000. More than 33,000 cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. And nearly 50% of Alabama's CARES Act funding has not been distributed. State officials say that with less than 30 days to the deadline, 48% of the money is unused. The money will be distributed to programs covering small business relief, education, mental health, and other needs. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
At Marguerite's, we make it, we really make it. And for this Christmas, for $99, we've made a gemstone diamond drop earrings. That's right, in all your birthstone colors. Unbelievably, only for $99. We're doing a 14-karat white or yellow gold with the birthstone of your choice. Only at Marguerite's do we do a Christmas special for $99. Nobody else in the country touches us. We're in the Pepperidge Shops. We're open every day to Christmas. Come visit us. Let us help you out. Don't miss up on the $99 Christmas special drop earrings.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference and get $50 off your electric, plumbing, or HVAC repair. Visit CallDixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you could buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-506-3355. 800-506-3355. 800-506-3355.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you, Dern?
Dern, all right. We got Eddie Beefcake Bader in the house.
In the house.
Yeah.
feeling beefy.
And so it continues. I just want to express what I think there are. It's like two different realities at least. Two different realities at least.
All right.
Because you can get multiple fighting going on within the Republican conservative ranks as well. I mean, hit pieces on Lynn Wood from Breitbart. And I think there are a lot of conservative people out there who never were really on the Trump train.
Oh, definitely.
And I'm not here to name names, these sorts of things. And they're not people in power. There might be some listeners out there who are like, you know what? Good riddance. Go away, Donald Trump. And then there are a lot of folks who are like, how dare you ever say that? Donald Trump is our president. He should remain president. This was stolen. And don't get me started on all the different realities on the left and up there in Washington, D.C. But it is such a crazy time for news. And in particular, that speech yesterday from the president really, well, he laid it all out there.
He did.
What was your reaction, Jack?
My reaction was when he started and said, this will be the most important speech that I've ever made since being president. And he laid out that it was basically a systemic theft of an election that's been in the making for a long time, that had a lot of examples of where it went wrong. And I think he was right on the money. I'm telling you, it was a theft of our democracy, even though I know we're in a republic, but it was, it is an assault on our way of life in this country. And the voting that we have always taken for granted was basically honest. Sure, there were examples of absentee voters, you know, that because I lived through a case in Alabama back in 1994. Yeah, that happened. There were little, but this was across the board. And if Bill Barr says he has no proof it's systemic, then that SOB's asleep at the switch is all I got to say. Because this was systemic, and it was widespread, and it was in places you would have been surprised, like Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, maybe even other states.
Right.
And Trump laid it out there, showing how, you know, you'd have little ticks up each hour of the night, and then at like 2 a.m. the spike for Biden was just unbelievable.
Right, these huge
Which meant a whole bunch of ballots came from somewhere and were dumped in the system at that time of night. I mean, it was absolutely fraudulent, and I think he did a great job of laying it out. I don't know, what are your thoughts?
No, I thought, well, my first thought was, okay, all these rumors you're hearing that Trump is being encouraged by Rudy Giuliani to maybe give himself and his family a pardon, a preemptive pardon on the way out the door. Oh, and a few weeks ago, Durham's closing up shop. John Durham's, I mean, he's no convictions. He's just going to go home. They found nothing. Well, a lot of that was BS. Durham's now special counsel, was named special counsel by Barr October 19th. So it makes me wonder, okay, when you see these reports of Trump's going to pardon himself and Giuliani's encouraging him, or his family members, Ivanka and Jared, are saying, hey, you need to concede. It all seems like noise and BS. And that speech yesterday proved to me, no, the president means what he says. It's not just Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis spouting off. No, this is Donald Trump. And he's willing to say it more than just on Twitter with the little disclaimer underneath it. It's become a running joke at this point. Oh, this claim about election fraud is disputed. Mm-hmm. And then if you click on that, it really is an argument from authority. It's like election experts say voter fraud is very rare and never even happens, and there's no evidence. Though they keep
moving. Well, those guys are all lying, I can assure you of that. Just like the pollsters lied. Just like all of them had lied, just like the Russia thing was a hoax, just like the call with the guy in Ukraine that got him in the impeachment. These people cannot stand the fact that there's somebody in there that is shaking up the system, and it might mean their demise, and they're going to do everything they can to stop it, including stealing an American election, using people on foreign soil to do it. and places all over the world who do not want to see Donald Trump remain as president. This is the biggest coup of my lifetime, or attempted coup. This is nothing short of a damn coup, nothing short of it. And I mean it, and I believe it, and I'm not a conspiracy guy, but I have read a lot, I have watched a lot, and this is one of the biggest assaults on this country that's ever been. I mean, without shooting guns, it's a backdoor theft of our American way of life.
Well, damn.
Yeah.
I usually get old.
And all the dukes can call our show all day long and make comments about, well, you don't know anything about it. Well, guess what? We do know a hell of a lot about it. And it happened. It happened all over the country. Hell, who's to say Trump didn't win California? We'll never know. Who's to say California has been blue all these years? It elected Ronald Reagan governor twice. It sent two U.S. senators to Washington who were Republicans back in the day. Yeah, a bunch of fools have moved in since then, but the whole state is not that whacked out. I'm just telling you,
right.
We had this thing stolen right before our very eyes, and the minute these bastards announced that we were going to have mail-in ballots, that's when it happened.
Bugsy just agrees.
Bugsy.
He is, as you would say, in agreeance.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. 272-9228. I want to know what the folks think, as some people say, what people out there listening think, especially if you are conservative, if you are on the right, because it seems like we're not holding the line. Many are. But did you see Breitbart, and this goes to the other thing you watched yesterday, Jack, that rally with Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell. Breitbart ran a 5-story, it's like 5 big headlines on their front page about Lynn Wood. Like, the top one was in all red, in all caps, Griftwood, MAGA poser, goes for sabotage in Georgia. Lynn Wood, major Democrat donor for decades, big checks to Obama. Funded Purdue opponent, votes in Dem primaries. These are all big capital lettered headlines on Breitbart about Lynn Wood.
Well, it doesn't matter who he is or who he's given to in the past. You know, if honest Democrats should be very concerned about this as well. You know?
Sure.
This is a bad deal.
Well, and Lynn Wood has responded to this saying, I've given to both sides for years. Because, you know, I'm a big-time lawyer.
A business guy, yeah, absolutely.
But what was your impression of the rally? Because Linwood was there, and I heard some reporting on it, but I did not watch this rally myself.
It was 2 hours, and I watched it in the middle of the night, and it was great. I mean, you had Linwood. He fired everybody up. He let Sidney Powell talk. She was great. There was a black Georgia's legislator by the name of Vernon Jones.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, they are not high on Brian Kemp. That crowd booed and were screaming, lock him up. And the same thing about that Secretary of State over there. Those guys are bad actors. And they're trying to get the governor to call a special session, I guess, to... I don't know what it would be for, because that part I didn't understand. They all knew. Maybe it was to choose electors or something like that. But, you know, those people were sizzled up.
Absolutely. And I think part of this comes down to Lynn Wood's been making the argument that if Brian Kemp and also Loeffler and Purdue don't support actually supporting the president and smelling this fraud and helping to root out the sneak in the middle of the night to steal the election, then why should we... if you don't support the president, why should we support you, is the basic logic.
Well, they weren't there yesterday, and he said, don't you think they ought to be here? And the crowd went nuts.
Right.
So, you know, that would be really bad if those two spots were filled by Democrats. Would not be a good thing at all.
Well,
so But he's like, where are they? Why aren't they here supporting us? Why aren't they here supporting the President of the United States?
Well, you know? We shall see, and we'll bring you more updates as the day goes on. I'm learning with the news cycle, a lot of things break here as we get into the 9, 10 o'clock hour. There's now a kind of a rhythm to this with the hearings, with the lawsuits in court. So we'll bring that to
you. And let me tell you, I would much rather talk about local stuff.
Sure.
I really would, because I know that's what gets our audience excited are local issues, and they always sell. But this is such big stuff going on, and it's only going to be going on a few more weeks. And so maybe our listeners just have to grin and bear it, because I would love to move on from this election and talk about other things. It's not like this is what we want the show to be, because it's not. At least I speak for myself.
No, I agree with you there. It would be
this,
nice
if
to
we
not
don't report this, we're not doing our jobs.
Right. 272-9228. We got a couple of calls here before this break. Let's go to this full name, Josh Knight. Hey, Josh.
Hey, how's it going?
All right. How are you, sir?
Doing good. What's up, Jack?
What's shaking, Josh? How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good, man. I appreciate what you said, man. I agree with you wholeheartedly. And it doesn't take a freaking political science major or a law degree or a doctorate degree to realize that we're being duped, man. And if the regular people like me and you don't stand up, then who's going to?
Exactly.
And freaking take the mask off. We're being lied to. It's ridiculous.
And whose mask would you like to come off? You're not just talking about Democrats.
Everybody. Yep. Everybody's mask. Because you know what? It's no different than the flu. And we haven't been making this big deal for the last century about the flu, have we? No. Nope. And it doesn't take a freaking doctorate degree to realize that. I mean, you can look at the numbers and you can see that they're lying about it and they're misleading and they're taking you and they're putting fear in Americans, and it's just shaking things up, and we may need it. We may need a great shaking. This may be the next great awakening.
Well, I know people who have died of coronavirus. Most of them
maybe.
Elderly, and yeah. Well, yeah, but
maybe. Hospitals are paid for it.
But here's the deal. This whole thing was embellished to give them an excuse to change the way we voted in America.
This was
done to take away the in-person voting that we have all enjoyed all of our lives. That's what it was done. It was to encourage mail-in ballots where no identification could be proven. That's what it was all about. And look what's happened.
Yep.
And so all I got to say is, screw the flu.
All right. Sounds like a bumper sticker.
Well, Josh, I appreciate your call, man.
I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good day, guys.
You too, Josh.
272-9228. Let's go to Clint. Hey, Clint.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Jack Campbell, I agree with you 100% on everything you just said earlier.
Well, thank you, Clint.
Yes, sir. I'm on your side. Just like I am a conspiracist. I went through Waco. That was a setup with Clinton and Janet Reno. That did not need to happen, but it did. And I only have them because they want to bring out the militia unit. The militia was too big at that time. And I belonged to a militia unit in Central Alabama. And I met two FBI agents. You know, they got my photograph on my vehicle. So, you know, that stuff is real. In Oklahoma City, that was a setup. You know, that truck bomb could not do that kind of damage to that building. Impossible. I dealt with TNT and C4. That U-Haul or ride a truck, they hit that. It is impossible. It could not. That was an inside job. And now we've got another inside job on this election. They got a plan out, Jack, just like you said. It was all planned, probably been in the make for at least the last 2 years.
So is anything like Ruby Ridge or Waco or Oklahoma City, any of these things ever happen, it just happens organically, or are you generally skeptical and conspiratorial about most of these events we've come to know?
Well, no. Waco, the FBI and ATF, they come to Fort Hood, Texas to test fire their weapons. Mm-hmm. And the saying is that, and I was at Fort Hood then, that the tank they used at Waco, it wasn't a tank. It was a tank recovery vehicle. And where it is, the tanks, them tanks come from National Guard here in Alabama. And they were manned by U.S. soldiers. The ATF, FBI, they didn't have time to train on that vehicle, how to operate it. So they were manned by United States soldiers. Period. It takes time to learn how to drive and operate that vehicle. It don't happen in one day. So, that's it, guys.
So, I believe Jack Campbell, I appreciate it. Appreciate it, Clint.
Take care, Clint.
All right. Have a good day.
You too, brother.
I believe I was 6 years old when the Oklahoma, that was 94, the Oklahoma City bombing, right?
I believe so.
I can't remember what year it was.
Yeah, I've not heard that. I've only heard the official story there and assumed that was true. So that kind of threw me for a loop there. But thank you for the call, Clint. 272-9228.
You remember that was one that they carried somewhat live.
Yeah.
A little.
No, I was six. I don't remember.
If you'd have quit watching Sesame Street and switched on over.
Kids these days with their Saturday morning cartoons.
I think I found our problem.
You need to watch domestic terror events instead.
Right.
Grow up. Be a man.
It's very important.
272-9228. Let's hit a quick break. Michael J. coming back to you as well as others. Folks, this hour of news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Give him a call today at 279-6036, 279-6036 to transfer all those old home videos, whether on film reel, old slides, old videotapes. You can get them brought into the digital future with a DVD or digital file. Dan Black Studios, check them out today, danblackstudios.net.
Great Christmas present.
It really is. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Without the static, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Here's to business. It may not be as usual, but it's getting done. And that's because of you, your business, and the people behind it. Your doors are opening, your customers are calling, your business is getting done, curbside and online. Wow Business is proud to support business owners like you by offering 1 gig internet for just $1.99 per month, so you can keep getting it done. Here's to you. Let's keep doing business together. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers subject to change. Prices do not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
I try to run, but I don't think.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Michael J. Hey, Michael.
Morning, Dewey. How's the Beamer doing?
Did you say Beamer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's great. It's great. And thank you. I know who this is now. Thought you said Beaver a second ago.
Me too. That Beaver Moon.
Yeah. You know where mine's at. So, yeah, but the car's doing great. Appreciate y'all at Don Duncan for taking care of it.
Oh, man, yeah, me and Joey are both Beamer lovers, and I love mine. Sweet little ride. Good on gas, too. So.
How's the heater in it, Joey?
Actually, it's pretty good this fantastic. Morning. Yeah. It's got heated seats. 96 technology. Seats. Yeah.
Hey, 03 technology and 96 are the same thing in a Beamer. They work pretty good. So. If you got a problem with your heater, though, I'll help you.
Well, appreciate it, man.
But yeah, I was just throwing out there, Jack. First off, man, you're passionate about that. Just a minute ago, that was a great rant. Because the rest of the United States feels like that too. Feel like we were robbed out of an election.
I'm not talking about armed insurrection, but I'm talking about people going to rallies, people who are able. I mean, we've got to let our voices be heard because this cannot be tolerated. Because if Biden goes in there. And I'm not sure he is. Now, I'm starting to change my tune back to this. We have a lot of hope. Us Trump supporters have a lot of things to be hopeful about. But let me just say this. I think we should be peaceful, but I think we should be steadfast. I think if there's a rally in your area, I think you need to go if you're able, because we need to let our voices be heard, that we're not going to tolerate an American election being stolen from us. And I will guarantee you, that Donald Trump won this election by a landslide. It wasn't even close.
No, I agree. If you, and you know, it doesn't take the brightest of all bulbs to shine on that porch. Because if you look at one Trump rally with the lowest turnout and one Biden rally with the highest turnout, you still believe that man was elected United States?
There is no way that SOB was elected.
And then the numbers and massive, massive amounts of people that are coming out with testimony going, look, I witnessed this. I saw it. You know, I was right there that have testified under oath. I mean, where do you stop? Where do you stop and point them up? So, and if it makes it past the Supreme Court, that means, I'm not going to say gloom in the United States, because historically, they got a good spill. I mean, if the Democrats actually did and said everything that they quote unquote are for, you know, outside of closed doors, then yeah, that would be a great party to be in, but they're not. They're the most racist propaganda bunch of creeps that I've ever seen in my life. And it took me till I was 40 something years old to really realize that.
Mm-hmm.
And not all, but the majority.
Right.
So.
Just amazing. Anyway, real quick before you go, Michael, and you didn't realize that probably because, you know, you're just living life. And it's not like you got time or want to take the time to, like, look into every nook and cranny what's going on with the press and with the politicians. You just, and I think you're like most folks out there.
Can I tell you what really brought it to my eyes? Because I was one of those that I believed on standing on the fence and looking at both sides of things evenly. So I swapped back and forth from what used to be a conservative station, which the artist formerly known as Fox News, to now, you know, to CNN and back and forth. And I go, you know, let me get both sides of the story. But, man, what brought it out is when I started listening to the talk radio. And that really opened my eyes to a lot of things. It's not like putting an idea in my head. It's like, hey, why don't you check this out? Because you guys are never like, hey, this is a fact. But you back it up with truth. And that's really what brought it out, to be honest with you. So you can thank yourselves for that. Pat yourselves on the back. So.
Well, thank you, Michael.
Well, I'm I know he's knocking on death's door, but Rush Limbaugh is a pioneer.
Really
of
is.
All pioneers. It
really is.
And then locally, yeah. we had Don Markwell. I don't know. You guys are too young. Of course, Joey, you know about him because of all the lore around our radio sure. station about him. But he was way before his time. But Rush Limbaugh on the national level really brought this. And I credit him and Newt Gingrich with the flipping of the House of Representatives back in 1994. Because Rush was relentless. Who?
Can we get just a little love for Neil Bort?
Oh, absolutely. I used
yeah,
to.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I used to leave. I think it was Greg's show. I would get done with Happy Hour. And I would turn the station on in my car, and it would be Neil Bortz. And I still, yes, to this day, miss Neil Bortz's opening 10-minute monologue. He would always have something.
Yeah, that was before you got your afternoon show.
Right, right.
Yep, I remember that clearly, man. So, because it was like a flop. I was like, I can't listen to Neil, but Joey's on. Right, this will work right here. I can deal with
yeah,
it.
And then Neil retired, and last I heard him say something publicly is when Herman Cain passed. Another great
talk. And I'm not sure recently, I haven't checked in just because of busy work schedules and everything, but he still was doing like a podcast for a long, long time, and a really good one too, so. But, you know, you listen to something on your laptop, it's a little different than being in your car listening to talk radio.
Very true.
Which, on that note, I love listening to you guys. Great show. I keep it on 93.1 all day long. Y'all have a great day, man.
Thank you, Michael. 272-9228, 272-9228. Got to hit another break here. How you doing, Jay?
I'm okay. How you doing? I'm sorry I'm on fire, but...
No, I like it.
You know, I just bit a dove's head off for breakfast, and so I'm a little fired up.
Yeah, I mean, you're flaming up like a bonfire right now. I like it.
Now, people have called me flamer for years, but that's all right.
No, you called me flaming once, too. I remember.
Not the same context of flaming, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I'm still young. I'm learning. That's my excuse. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. 272-9228. If you want to join the conversation, Red Top holds your position. Again, this hour of news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Give him a call today at 279-6036. Especially as a Christmas gift, this idea of transferring old slides, film reels, videotapes to a DVD or digital file. And also, you can check them out online, danblackstudios.net or Dan Black Studios on Facebook or the Book of Faces, as I like to call it. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
From the Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing family to your family, we'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Luke chapter 2, verse 11 states, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." We hope you have a wonderful holiday season with your friends and family, but please remember the reason for the season. We also ask that you remember our men and women overseas who can't be with their loved ones this joyful time of year. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing would also like to thank you for the privilege of serving you this past year and for the opportunity to earn your business in the upcoming year. Whether it's serving your plumbing needs or taking care of your heating and air conditioning system for comfort, savings, and peace of mind in the River Region, call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing at 277-2125 or visit us on the web at www.clarkcomfort.com. And once again, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from our family to yours.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas
Weather. Well, hi, everybody. We have showers coming back into our forecast, but not right away. I think today is a dry day and also a milder day with a high temperature in the upper 50s to around 60. Tonight, if you have evening plans, I think you're all right, but the chance of showers returns in the overnight hours and at least through the morning and midday hours on Friday, showers are likely. Low tonight, 50. Tomorrow's high, 61. So we are getting a little milder. That's good news. And we have a storm-free weekend forecast. Lots of cool sunshine with highs in the 50s and lows in the 30s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Brubaker Motors, where you can shop online anytime at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. Eddie Beefcake Bader in the house.
In the house. Feeling beefy.
Jack Campbell is on there today. I mean, he is
on fire.
He's on fire today, but he's not rolled back into the kitchen. So we'll get back to Jack in just a second. But first, let's go to the phones and talk to Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Red Top.
You know, y'all talking about Atlanta. I lived there 15 years. And from 1985 till 2000, which is really the best time to be there in the past 50. So when it was growing, I was lucky. I got somehow talked my way into the Atlanta Jazz Festival, just a musician from Montgomery. And we opened at the Atlanta Jazz Festival in Piedmont Park in front of 12,000 people, our first gig in Atlanta.
Heck yeah, man.
It scared the hell out of me.
I believe it.
So it was, and from then on, we just played hundreds of gigs, man. I know in 15 years, you can play a lot of gigs. Well, we did, and the original music scene was incredible.
Well,
man.
Did you have a particular instrument, or are you a multi-instrument?
I play many instruments, and you said you got a bass.
Yeah.
I've got a five-string jazz and a Englehart upright bass.
Nice, okay.
And a set of synthesizer bass pedals. I play bass with my feet when I don't play bass with my left hand, and I play keyboards. So I have a rig with my bass strapped on or my 12-string bass pedals, and that's what I've been doing for a long time. So, you know, tons of keyboards and all that, and I hope to get out and play again. But this is such a weird time. It's probably going to be next summer.
That's what I'm thinking.
And it's devastated the arts. Mm-hmm. I mean, and this is one thing I think that reaches across the political aisle. For instance, there's a little Cloverdale Playhouse, a little theater here in Montgomery. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it's going. It's not right now because everything. And then local musicians are really having a tough time. I know they're getting out a little more, and Alabama's better than, say, what's going on in New York or Los Angeles. But it's really rough on the arts and on musicians in particular.
Yeah, Joe, you know, after we did our recording session in Atlanta, I rented the Capri Theater for a two-hour concert show. And back then, there was no such thing as the Cloverdale Theater.
Right, right.
But it was a lot of fun. And, you know, and Neil Bortz in Atlanta, used to listen to him every day for 15 years. He was really good. Royal and Belinda. Royal was this black guy who drove a Rolls Royce, who was one of his sidekicks. And I want you guys to Google something for the Neil Bortz show named Boo Got Shot.
Yeah, I remember this.
You ever heard Boo Got Shot?
Yes.
I was listening the day Boo got shot. And just... And, of course, Neil made kind of a song out of it. But they did some of the funniest stuff and the craziest damn stuff happened in Atlanta in that 15 years I've ever seen in my life. But it was tons of fun. We would go out. We'd play a gig at 3 o'clock in the morning, Joey. We'd start playing at 3 in the morning.
Rock and roll, baby.
Yep, and club anytime down on Peachtree. So it was a 24-hour place. And until Ray Lewis's bodyguard stabbed those two white boys, there was no last call in Atlanta. But that's when the whole nightlife changed.
Wait, it was that whole incident that changed it?
It was that whole incident. It was in Buckhead. And after that, tons of cries came out, you know. And we had no last call. Then it went to 4 o'clock. Then it went to 3 o'clock. And I obviously noticed because we were getting called in for gigs that late in the morning. And, of course, there's nothing, Joey, like that feeling of walking out of a club at 10 in the morning and getting that the sun hurts the hell out of my eyes feeling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, Joey, what kind of bass did you get?
I don't even know.
No, it's a black, kind of dark blue one.
It's a blue matte color. I don't know.
Cool.
Yeah.
Four string or five string?
Four string.
I'm not trying to keep it simple for him.
I'm not trying to mess with a five string.
Oh, man. Oh, that low B sounds so good, and it irritates the hell out of the guitar player. You guys have a good day. Thank you,
Red Top.
Yeah, I mean, from just looking at it, honestly, I've been so busy, everything going on with the show, you know, my dad being in town after the passing of my grandfather, it's just been, I've had time. I noticed when I picked it up the other day and was messing around with it a little bit, it was made in Indonesia. So at least not made in China.
All good bases are made in Indonesia. I thought you knew that.
No, I really appreciate everybody doing that. I was messing with it some yesterday and just getting used to it. I've played with a bass before, but
you can slap this one. It's yours.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that, Eddie. 272-9228. 272-9228. Yeah, we got time. Let's go to John DeVoe. Hey, John.
Hey, Joey.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm all right.
Hey,
he's not in the kitchen at the moment.
Playing with Bugsy.
Hey, Eddie.
How you doing, John?
And hi to the entire listening audience all over the city and county of Montgomery, Alabama, the state of Alabama, and the world. Happy holiday season to everyone, my sincerest and dearest. I'm multitasking. While I'm listening to your show this morning, I'm also standing over my kitchen stove fixing me some sausage and eggs for breakfast.
What kind of sausage, link or patty?
I think you have a patty.
Good choice.
You know, the first time I ran for political office was in 1999. I ran for the city council in District 4, I think it was at the time, here in the city of Montgomery. I was 31 years old and a veteran of the United States military. I had been serving in public service, in community service, since the day I was conceived in my mother's womb and my father's lawn, as the grandson and someone who had been reared by his grandfather, who was a preacher. And so, you know, I've been involved in community service my whole life. And I was 31 years old and a veteran. And some people still didn't feel like I was good enough to run for city council.
And how many times have you run?
How many
times have you run since 1999?
I think I've run at least four times. You know, this last time I ran to be a delegate to the Democratic National Convention for Joe Biden in the 7th Congressional District. I, too, was on the ballot.
Wow.
And
Was that successful?
Was not successful, and partly because some people have known me my whole life and only know me by my biological name, DeVore Jones. Some people know me from my public life on talk radio and talk TV and only know me by my public name, Don DeVore Shelby. And in politics, they do make allowances for situations like that. They put the public name in quotation marks in between the first and last biological name. But because mine was too long, they only put my biological name on the ballot, and some people only knew me by my public name.
Right, right. That can be confusing.
You find one name and land on it and use it.
Well, and you know, John, never say never. Look at who our auditor is. How many times does a Ziegler run before he ended up being successful? I don't know.
Jim Butler was on the Public Service Commission years and years ago, and the power company beat him.
Who was that? Like him.
Jim Ziegler.
Jim Ziegler.
Oh, Jim Ziegler. Oh, yes. Really, really, really fine person. I've seen him all over the state at various events, and he's always treated me with mutual respect whenever we've seen one another. Mr. Ziegler, wherever you are all over the globe, you know, wherever you are in the universe at this time, if you're listening to the show, definitely peace and blessings and happy holiday season to you. I will say this. The second clerk of Montgomery County was elected. Her name is Gina Ishman.
Mm-hmm.
The probate judge of Montgomery County, Alabama, is J.C. Love. He was appointed by Governor Kay Ivey to serve in that capacity.
Yes.
The Secretary of State of the state of Alabama is John Merrill,
mm-hmm.
and he was elected to that position by the people of the state of Alabama. All three of those individuals conducted the election in Montgomery County, and they had to certify that it was conducted properly. And that's true of every county in the state of Alabama and every county in the United States of America. A lot of people would have had to be and will have to have been deleterious in their responsibilities as it relates to all of that. For the election to not have been conducted properly.
You're right, but that's the exact allegation. It was a lot of people. And also, I think you know, after those administrative certifications go through, the Constitution rests that power in the legislatures to actually send electors to the Electoral College. So it's what I've been saying for a while here, John, is these are big allegations and they got to back it up in some way enough to make a state legislature move on it or a court move on it. And I think that will get people who are very skeptical's attention, whether they want to believe it or not. And that's where the Trump team has to go. I appreciate you, John.
You as well. Peace and blessings and happy holiday season to all of you. My sincere suggestion.
You too.
You know, these people in Pennsylvania and Georgia have to sign those same affidavits.
Right.
That they conducted a fair and honest election. If they don't, they sign that, they perjured themselves, basically. Right. So.
272-9228. Got to hit another break here. Coming up, I want to go into why, just about 15 minutes ago, Donald Trump tweeted out, thank you to Representative Mo Brooks.
Mo Brooks.
Yeah, the president talking about Alabama's own Mo Brooks, and I want to get into why he said thank you to Mo. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
In my hand, waiting for you to come home, praying for you to be all alone.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
DeVolve Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full-service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that DeVolve's does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces. They do it all. There's no need to go all over town looking. DeVolve's staff will come to you and bring your ideas to life. DeVolve's Landscapes will limit your design to prefabricated, made in a warehouse, outdoor fireplace or kitchen. You can choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, whatever you want to complete your dream design. Visit DeVolvesLandscapes.com today or call Monica at 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Fall is quickly approaching, so it's time to get your home ready for family and friends. DeVolves Landscapes will make it easy for you, offering specials on shrub trimming and pine straw delivery and installation this month only. Call Monica today at 791-4108 or visit DeVolvesLandscapes.com.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Looking for the perfect present? Then head to the perfect place. Stop by your neighborhood Ace and find the best gifts from brands like Steel, Eagle, and Milwaukee, or Traeger, Weber, and Yeti. And to help make sure your gifts are under your tree on time, you can shop in-store, online, or on the Ace app. Pick up in-store, curbside, or get them delivered. Get amazing deals on the best gifts when you wrap it in red at Ace. At participating stores.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Again, this hour, News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Give them a call today at 279-6036 for all your audio, video, production needs. They can also transfer those old home videotapes, even old film reels, old slides, to a DVD or digital file, making it easier to watch and access those videos, as well as share them with the whole family all around the country. Thank you again to Dan Black Studios for sponsoring this hour of News and Views from 9 till noon. Again, their number, 279-6036. Go to danblackstudios.net or Dan Black Studios on the Book of Faces. I'm Joey. He's Jack. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing? I missed somebody's birthday yesterday.
Yeah?
It was. I told you it was my niece's, and I said I didn't know if she was listening, and she texted me, yes, she's listening. But Skeeter Rhodes had a birthday yesterday as well. Happy birthday, Skeeter. Sorry I didn't know about it. Or I'd have certainly said it, but I found out last night.
Happy birthday, Skeeter. So, Donald Trump, president still, just 30 minutes ago, thank you to Representative Mo Brooks. There was an exclamation point, but you get the idea. Why did he thank Alabama's own Mo Brooks? Well, this is from John Solomon's JustTheNews.com. Alabama Republican Representative Mo Brooks plans to challenge the Electoral College votes on January the 6th, when Congress is scheduled to certify Democrat Joe Biden as the winner of the 2020 presidential race. Brooks has been telling his plan to fellow House members and might follow without the backing of Senate Republicans. To trigger such a legislative effort, at least one member from the House and the Senate must challenge the results of the Electoral College vote. Brooks called the November election, quote-unquote, badly flawed and mail-in voting unconstitutional. Here's a full quote from Representative Mo Brooks. Quote, in my judgment, if only lawful votes by eligible American citizens were cast, Donald Trump won the Electoral College by a significant margin, and Congress's certification should reflect that. This election was stolen by the socialist engaging in extraordinary voter fraud and election theft measures. And Brooks also went into, he thinks, going to the Supreme Court is a waste of time, saying, quote, the Supreme Court does not have the lawful authority to determine whether to accept or reject a state's Electoral College submissions. Under the U.S. Constitution and U.S. law, that is the job and duty of elected officials. And so, it's the United States Congress that is the final judge and jury of whether to accept or reject Electoral College submissions by states. So, we'll see. And when asked, they were trying to pry. Because Brooks has been talking to some Republicans in the Senate, he wouldn't give away who he's been talking to, which I think is smart. He's taking the lead, getting a lot of attention.
Well, I think there are any number of them who would do it.
Yeah, I think there are a few up there. Not Romney, though, pretty sure. Probably not Romney.
No.
Well, maybe he'll get a cabinet position if Biden is president.
Yeah. Secretary of the Olympics? He talked about that a lot in 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah. That might be good.
Sure.
272-9228. 272-9228.
Oh, another thing that came out at that rally in Atlanta. If you trust the Republican Party, the Republican National Committee, you're a fool. Mm. And I'm telling our listeners, don't give those people another dime.